Tips for creating hypnotic suggestions. When you're dealing with the subconscious mind instead of the conscious mind, the way that you phrase the hypnotic suggestions that you use is very important. The way that your subconscious mind processes things is very different than the way that your conscious mind processes things. So, for example, if you were using self-hypnosis to stop smoking, and you logically assumed that the hypnotic suggestion that you would use would be, "I am not going to smoke," you would find that the hypnosis was not effective. Why? Because your subconscious mind would skip right over the "not" and process the command as, "I am going to smoke," and you'd end up smoking more. Here are some tips to keep in mind when you're creating the hypnotic suggestions that you want to use during self-hypnosis. Avoid using the word "try" because it implies failure. Saying "I'm going to try and quit blank" or "I need to try and do blank," when interpreted by the subconscious mind, will mean that you tried to do something and failed. In order to successfully use self-hypnosis, you need to be programming yourself to succeed, not fail. Don't use the phrase "going to" unless you use it with a specific date. Saying "I'm going to lose weight" or whatever behavior you want to change tells your subconscious mind that you are going to do it in the future. So unless you give a specific date, like "I am going to lose weight next Tuesday," your subconscious mind won't know when in the future that behavior change should take place, and nothing will happen. Don't use phrases like "giving up" or "doing without," like "I am giving up alcohol." Any phrases like that imply a punishment of some kind, or a sense of lack, and you're essentially telling your subconscious mind that you're being punished, which is definitely the wrong message to send. Don't use phrases like "I have to." Expert hypnotherapists have found that their clients using self-hypnotic suggestions using commands like "I have to stop drinking" made themselves anxious and irritable, which reduced their ability to respond to positive hypnotic suggestions.